Thanks for joining us on Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Joining me now is D.A. Galloway. He's the author of two novels so far in the Frontier Time Travelers series. We talked to him last year about his first novel, Burning Ground, and I really liked that book. And now his second novel in the series is out. Fatal Ground is the title. And there's another book in the works, and we'll ask him about that in a few minutes. But he joins us now. David, welcome back to Outdoors Radio, and thanks for joining us again.
Hi, Dan. Great to be with you.
And Happy New Year to you. When people listen to this, it will be 2023. Hard to believe.
Yes, it is. Time surely flies.
Time does fly, and time is such a big factor in the stories that you have written. 2022 was a busy year for you, your second novel in 2 years. How are those books selling?
It's really been very gratifying, Dan, and a bit surprising, to me at least. They're doing quite well. They're both in the top 10 of 2 Amazon book categories, and they continue to be very well received, so I'm humbled and gratified by that.
They are good books. They are, I think I told you after reading Burning Ground, for me it was a page-turner, and the same was true when I was able to get to Fatal Ground. I read it in several sittings, which I didn't do with Burning Ground. I read that pretty much straight through in 2 weekends, but I had to keep coming back to Fatal Ground because of my busy schedule. But time, as I mentioned, is a factor. It's a major character, I suppose you could say, in your books. These are time travel books. Where did you come up with that idea of sending a character 100 years into the past?
Well, I had the story of Burning Ground in my mind based on my own contemporary experiences in Yellowstone as a tour guide, and I was toying with the idea of how could I take a reader and place him or her into the actual historical setting of the era when Yellowstone was just recently being explored and eventually set aside as a national park. I coupled that with my friendship with a Crow Indian, Redfield, who is one of the characters in both novels, and I imagined a young man going on a vision quest and having a spiritual awakening or experience where he is transported back in time. This allowed me to place the reader in the historical setting of the Yellowstone region. And frankly, not explaining to the reader, you can imagine that actually happening if you just use your imagination a little bit. So that's how I did it.
Yeah, and I guess writers use the term suspension of disbelief, whether or not you believe time travel is possible. This is fiction, and so Graham Davidson does go back in time. In the first book, he goes back to 1871. In the second book, he goes back about a year later and meets up with some of the same people he encountered and had a relationship with in the first book. In fact, some of these characters, I would assume, are going to appear in the third book as well. And there's some real historic people as well. The members of the Hayden expedition in Burning Ground, surveying the land that was to become Yellowstone Park. And in Fatal Ground, a lot of U.S. military officers, some of them Civil War veterans, including Custer, also Indian agents, civilian shopkeepers, entrepreneurs, business people, real people. And you have photographs of some of these people in the book. This is true historical fiction. You're weaving fact and fiction together quite deftly, I would say, and in a very interesting and believable way.
Well, thank you. And in fact, Dan, that was one of my goals. To some folks, history is just dates and places and facts, and of course it is, but I really wanted the reader to experience vicariously through the story the real people imagining as if they were there. And so I take a great deal of pride, if I may say so, in the historical accuracy, even though clearly time travel is, as near as we understand it here, to that in 2022, 2023, not possible. I take a great deal of pride in saying the people that the protagonist, Graham, meets when in his time travels are based on my research, based on real personalities, real people doing actual things on the dates in which they occurred. And that was my goal, to really blend the two so that you imagine you lost yourself in the moment in history in which I am portraying it.
I like history. I don't read a lot of history, but to me, they were believable stories, or they are believable stories. And again, if you accept the premise that you can travel, or that this character can travel 100 years into the past. Now, you mentioned research. We'll get to that in a minute. But for folks who are wondering, what the heck's going on? What are we talking about here? Can you, without giving it all away, can you summarize Fatal Ground for us, the story?
Certainly. Well, picking up where Burning Ground left off, let's say, with Graham Davidson, the protagonist, a young man in the 1970s, going back to the Yellowstone region from 1972 back to 1872, the year in which the Yellowstone was named the world's first national park, and he meets up with some of the same people that he had established relationships with. And Fatal Ground takes place historically in that region between 1872 and 1876 in northern Wyoming and southern Montana. And let's say, without going into, he actually is engaged with and is involved with real events from both the white settlers and miners and military in the region, as well as several Indian tribes, the Crow and the Sioux in particular. And without giving away what happens, 1876 is a key date because in June of that year is the Battle of the Little Bighorn. And Graham finds himself near the end of Fatal Ground in that engagement.
Yes, he does. And, of course, we all know how that turned out. It didn't turn out well for Custer and his whole 7th Cavalry, at least the group that was with him. Now, David, we mentioned that you researched these books extensively, and in your notes you mention that one source said that there are over 1,000 books written on the Battle of the Little Bighorn, on Custer's last stand, so to speak. How did you choose what to include and what to leave out, and how did you trace that thread of history, leaving out all the stuff you didn't need or didn't want?
Yeah, well, clearly that was a big decision, because that battle is so well researched and right down to every movement by every element of those battles. And so what I wanted to make clear to the reader is, look, this is not an exhaustive another Custer story. There are tomes and very detailed assessments of what happened and why and what occurred. That was not my goal. So what I did, though, is, and you can imagine, I wanted my protagonist to be engaged, but of course he could not be literally with Custer because all of Custer's regiment were killed by the Sioux. But there were two other battalions, Captain Reno and Captain Benteen. And so I placed the protagonist, I focused on Captain Reno's, or Major Reno, rather's, movement, because some of those were killed, but not all of them. So that allowed me the liberty of saying he was in danger and there was a lot of action going on, but he was not literally with George Armstrong Custer. So I focused on just that element of that engagement.
Well, I would like to continue this conversation, but we've got to take a break here. Will you stand by and come back and talk to us again after a minute or so?
Yes, I will, Dan.
I'm talking with D.A. Galloway, the author of two books in the Frontier Time Traveler series. Burning Ground was the first book. Fatal Ground is his latest, and we will continue this conversation right after this. I'm Dan Small. You're listening to Outdoors Radio. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. I've been talking with D.A. Galloway. He's the author of two novels in the Frontier Time Travelers series, Burning Ground and Fatal Ground. And we've been asking him about his research on these two books and working history into fiction, or fiction into history. I'm not sure which comes first there. But David, the Indian folks in the story, there are some real people there. Longhorse, in particular, was the father of two young warriors, one in the first story and both in the second story, and the adoptive father of Makawi, the protagonist's love interest and wife in the second story. He was a real character, a real person.
Yes, he was. As in many of the tribes, and the Crow being no different, I plucked a actual character, Longhorse, from history, he practiced polygamy, not uncommon among those tribal members. And so he had quite a few family members. And I actually chose two of those sons of his to be active participants in the story that I told.
How easy or how difficult was it to research the customs of the Crow people in particular? I know there are photos from those days and there are descriptions of teepees and cooking utensils and things like that, but was it relatively easy to find that information?
Well, those resources are more limited than some of the other people in that time period, but I did find a very interesting resource that actually helped a lot, because I found the reports and letters that were written by Indian agents that explained a lot of what was happening on the Crow Indian Agency on Mission Creek, and then the Crow Agency moved three times before its current location. So just reading those letters, the actual typewritten reports about what happened, because they actually interacted with those Crow Indians daily. And so embedded in those letters, I got a sense of the kind of customs, their livelihood on the agency, and how they spent their time doing things. And so it was very educational and allowed me to then extrapolate and put those things actually into my story.
So some of their daily life, their society, their customs and marriage and burial and things like that, that's all stuff that you gleaned from those notes from the agents.
I did, and it was very educational because these were outside observers noticing these things and then documenting them. And there were a number of references where they basically talked about their burial customs and their marriage traditions. Those were very important because there was life, there was marriage, and there was death in any society. All of those happened in Fatal Ground.
Now, you pay close attention to the customs of the Crow people, and you have an affinity with them, I guess partly because of your own experience with your friend Redfield, who was a real person in your early life.
That's correct. When I was a teen, Redfield had an outsized influence on my life because he became a mentor to me. And imagine how impressionable we all are at 15 and 16. He spent a lot of time with me, and I learned a tremendous amount from him. And back in those years, I didn't realize it at the time, but he was planting a seed for the story in which he is one of the characters. Yes, I really respected and admired that man for his wisdom and his way of thinking.
And, you know, I'm a few years older than you, but I grew up at a time when the Wild West and Davy Crockett and Cowboys and Indians, that was part of our lifestyle. I know a lot of teenagers of my generation who would have just been tremendously overjoyed if they had the kind of experience that you did, actually meeting a real live Indian person and learning customs from somebody firsthand. That must have been something.
It certainly was. And if I may say so, he was not perfect. As wise as he was, in reality, he was also an alcoholic. I saw glimpses of that. So he had flaws, just like all of us do, but I chose to look beyond those because he had so many positive things he could share when he was not gripped by that disease.
And you did portray that in the book as well. David, you portray the Crow people and their customs in great detail, but not the Sioux. They're just the enemy out there who attack occasionally and who are attacked, you know, in revenge. Is there a reason for that?
Yeah, and it's a simple reason. The protagonist is married into the Crow people, and I chose to see the Sioux through the eyes of the Crow.
Uh-huh.
And to the Crow, the Sioux were truly the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Had I chosen another time, another story, another place, it was not my intent to minimize the Sioux and them as a people. I portrayed them through the eyes of the Crow, and they were bitter enemies.
Got it. And had you written another story, and maybe you will, someone like Sitting Bull or Crazy Horse might be described in detail the way you described the customs of the Crow people.
Book 3 is coming up. You might ask me about that. And I'll just proactively say the Sioux, ironically, are going to take on a very different role in the third book in the series.
Good. I was going to ask you about that. So what can you tell us about Bitter Ground?
Well, Fatal Ground, the book, ends in the fall of 1876, but Graham Davidson and Mockawee, their family life continues, and they choose to move from the Yellowstone region into the Idaho and Eastern Oregon region because, ignorantly and naively, they want to get away from all this terrible death and war that's happening between the Crow and the Sioux. And so they decided to align themselves with the Nez Perce in Eastern Oregon and Idaho territory to get away from the wars that they had experienced recently in the Montana area. But of course, what they don't realize is, and maybe it's not as famous, but there is the flight of the Nez Perce where they are tracked for many months through Idaho into Yellowstone up into Montana and chased by the military to try to force them onto a reservation. And Mockawee and Graham will be with the Nez Perce.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, maybe you won't answer this question, but will Graham return to the 20th century?
I will not answer that question.
Okay. Will there be a book four, do you think?
Yes, there will. I already have it in my mind. I know what's going to happen, but that's all I'll say at this point.
Yeah, all right. Well, and I asked you last time we talked, how about a movie or a TV series?
Well, isn't that something? I have a lot of fans on Facebook who comment and wonder about that. And I will tell you, I don't know what will transpire, but I can tell you I was invited. My publicist asked me if I'd like to participate via a printed published synopsis of the book at the Berlin Film Festival in February, where a lot of movie producers and folks are looking for ideas for movies from books that are already written. And so they're suggesting that Burning Ground might be a potential movie idea for them. But I'm realistic. The chances of that happening are quite slim. But I'll at least be represented there and at the Berlin Film Festival.
Well, and the American West was very popular in Europe when I was over there years ago, and I would imagine still is. I mean, we all remember the spaghetti westerns from the Italian producers.
That's right.
Yeah.
About 10% of my readership is European, so it's not just North American.
All right. Well, maybe we'll see a movie in the future.
We will see, won't we?
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly looking forward to book three, and now eventually book four. I won't ask you beyond that. I have some ideas, too. I think I've already shared one. I'd like to see Graham Davidson with Teddy Roosevelt, but I've thrown it out there, so whatever you do with it is, it's your...
Thanks for the thought.
It's your story, man, and it's a great story. So, and where can folks get your books?
It is available, not exclusively on Amazon, but that's the easiest place you'll find it. It's available in both paperback on Kindle, and it's available as an audio.
And your website, if people want to learn more about you and the books?
dagalloway.com.
All right. David, thank you so much. And again, Happy New Year to you. And folks, if you are looking for something to read this winter, boy, I can't recommend it more highly. These two books, Fatal Ground and Burning Ground, the first one. Thanks so much, and we'll keep in touch with you.
Thank you, Dan. It was my pleasure.
David Galloway, author of the Frontier Time Traveler series, and you can learn more on his website, dagalloway.com. I'm Dan Small. You are listening to Outdoors Radio. David Galloway, author of the Frontier Time Travelers series, and you can learn more on his website, dagalloway.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.